The Army Corps of Engineers, Tom Brady, says the price tag is likely to go higher when floodwaters recede and the inspectors can actually view the damage. The cost could go down as well.
Because when we see the damage on the ground, we may find that we are able to cut back on some of our estimates. But that's just something we won't see. We won't know until we can get engineers out on those 850 miles of levee.
Brady says for now, the Corps is going with the $1 billion cost estimate.
That number will change once we get boots on the ground and we're able to actually look at the levees that are damaged and assess what it takes to repair those.
It will take at least a couple of years to fully restore the levees damaged by this year's flood. Brent Martin for the Missouri Net, St. Joseph.